What's up, everybody? This is Mike. Another installment of You're on the Mike podcast. My God, what a hell of an experience. What a hell of a four-day event in Philly. What a hell of an experience. You know, this past couple of days, went to SmackDown, NXT, Raw, and then I went to WrestleMania. This actually was my second WrestleMania, but truly my first because I get the basically enjoy the true experience of it. You know, I went to 37, but it was aka COVID mania. And did I really count? Yeah, it did count. But this didn't have the extravaganza. This didn't have the tailgates. This didn't have the aura of a regular WrestleMania. Philly's definitely been lit, man. Philly's been, you know, the experience, the people. You know, I talked to people from London, you know. You know, getting back with friends I haven't seen since high school, you know, just for that event of WrestleMania. That's how big and captivating it is, and just so the nostalgia of that. When you go in the arena and just the environment, you feel the nostalgia. You just feel the fans. You know, see a couple of fans dressed as Ric Flair, Macho Man Randy Savage, you name it. They got it. They're wearing the championship belts. They're wearing the, you know, the WrestleMania 40 hoodies, the jackets, the hats. It's just the chains. It's just such an extravaganza. It just comes full circle. You know, I'm a big wrestling fan, so it comes full circle for me. Definitely coming from WrestleMania 37 when Roman had his first title defense to now WrestleMania 40, where he finally loses the title to Cody Rhodes. And it was like, whoa, just definitely a great, great, great turning point. And just how everything unraveled in Philly, just the storytelling, it's just beautiful. You know, you just got to do the mafioso moi, you know, delicioso. That's what it was, that moment. And, I said this back in November. I said this, man, when CM Punk came back to Survivor Series, I was like, whew, I definitely gotta get ready. This is WrestleMania Philly. I was like, I can't miss this. So, yeah, man, just hit the fruition, man. If you can do it, the fruition is there. And, you know, that, especially this year, man, just definitely the definition of fruition is definitely 2024. And then, you know, some people go out of your life, some people are still in your life, but sometimes, you know, at the end of the day, it's your life. So you just got to find out who's there for you and who's not, you know. So definitely feeling, you know, grateful, you know. Grateful to a T. Just feel nostalgic, you know. You know, everything's getting hot outside, you know, the weather's changing, more people are going to be outside, more events, and you know, just to feel that experience of WrestleMania. Like, I didn't drive up there. I waited for the whole experience, and I took the train. Got lost the first day. But then once the second, third, fourth day, I was like, well, it just came second nature to me. So, yeah, so I won't never have an issue going to the train station or going to NRG station or going to Wells Fargo Center or going to whatever, Citizens Park or Lincoln Financial Field. Definitely won't have an issue with that in the future. Definitely gonna take Jeremiah, my son, in the coming months. But yeah, it's been great. You know, we gotta definitely have a great, great episode. Great episode. A lot of great interviews coming in the next couple of weeks. We have a also have an interview with Kenesha and Anthony, I'm sorry. I haven't seen them since high school. So, we're counting back maybe 14, 15 years? Maybe 13 years? 13 years. No. 13. No, you're right. 15 years. So, we're going to hear that, and we're definitely gonna reconnect. It's a great interview, by the way. Definitely with that, and you know, we're just gonna roll through it. So, let's get started. You're on the Mike Podcast, WrestleMania edition. Let's go. We got double feature, double duty.
I know a lot of those motherfuckers in there don't have it, but I promise I won't find one.
It's okay, I got some right here in the bag.
Sometimes you forget, but I did put it on today because I knew it was going to be a long day.
I mean, it's cold though. You got to be a different breed even if it's colder.
Damn it, shit.
This ain't cold. Last night was cold. Last night we were.
Somebody go like this and that's when that wind hit you.
This guy was like trying to start the wave in our section. Everybody was like,
yeah, man.
We didn't do shit.
Go like this.
Oh, yeah.
Like you see that? All right, bro, it's a lot of snow. Wind coming down. There you go. There you go. I got deodorant.
What section are you in, like, do you know?
Yeah, what section are you in?
M something.
I don't even know where M is. I told you, I act like I know, but like, you're going to tell me any number or letter. I'm just going to nod and say, okay, cool. I don't have any fucking idea
what
anything is in there.
I mean, it's already 5.
But I'm pretty sure that you guys will be.
It's fast.
Right
it's
next
5:13.
Because we're 111 and you said you're 112.
Yeah, I'm 112.
So you should literally be. Like, I should be able to have eyes on the back of your head.
All you gotta do is basically go up the steps. Basically, right there, basically.
So we're on this side.
I think so. I know the steps, like, basically, like,
yes.
Yeah, you just go up the steps.
You see where, like, it's open, like, where you can see through it into the stands?
Yeah.
We're gonna go through the gates where it says Comcast. We're going to go a little bit to the left. We're going to check out our underwear, says Lincoln Financial Field around there. We're going to check in our tickets. And then there's going to be steps up to where you see.
Yeah, it's like,
and then when you go up those steps, you're going to want to go right. That's what we're going to do. Because we're 111, you guys are right next to us. In reality, we're on the other side, so I guess.
So we're out of the sun's view. So are
we
much...
Yes, by- we should be facing... You should be facing like this.
Okay, great.
I'm thinking the layout, correct.
That's why I came out to say, everybody know
what? Oh, last night was great. It was cold, but like, there was no sun or...
Do you know who's singing America the Beautiful today? You know who's singing America the Beautiful today?
Wale.
He was here yesterday.
I know him and Lil Wayne. Nah, you know what they need to bring back? My girl Lillian Garcia.
Oh yeah, nobody will.
Bring Lillian Garcia back because ain't nobody can stop her.
I like the man for the feel animated.
Oh yeah. But see, Mama, they said something to her about introducing Chelsea Green.
Yeah.
And the higher ups told her that she can't be saying her name like that. While he in the bathroom, I would have sitting there shit to my
feet. Yep.
So he has all the tickets, right? We sent him the money. Okay, cool. But like, even when we got in yesterday, we said, hey, Adam, can you screenshot us one of the tickets? So if we leave to go to the bathroom and we go back and they say, let me make sure you sit in this section, we have something. And he goes, oh, I can't. And even his friends that are with him are like, yo, he still doesn't want to give up control. This dude, like, he doesn't want us to be able to get in. They're on Ticketmaster. I gave you my email address. All you have to do is send me the three tickets.
Yeah.
I paid for it. So we have to go over there and meet up with them to go in. So that's why I'm like looking at my clock.
Control.
I'm like,
So what time he wants to go in?
We told them. They were like, fuck,
if we get to 5:30, don't leave us.
Walking around like this.
It's so annoying.
The guy with the head of the table shirt?
Him. I can tell out there.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Kick his ass in the shit.
We're not fans of him. So.
Kick his ass in the shit.
Kick him in the chest.
So, like, moving up, I was like, Sammy, you have to We don't know this dude like that much. How do
we
know
he's not? We take your tickets.
Our tickets. He could delete us from this group chat.
I don't know everything.
We would have no idea. Our tickets are fucking gone. He could resell them and pocket the money. So I was like, just play nice. So he's a personal trainer, so I'm a schmooze. I'm a gaslight the fuck up. So I messaged him. I was like, hey, Adam, like, I wanted to talk like at WrestleMania. Like, I really need to get back into it. Like, let's talk, set up a program. He was like, hey, man. So now
he's happy about that.
Right. Now I have it in my back pocket. So I'm like, but after this weekend, I don't ever want to talk to you again. Never again.
Nah, next time, pay for your own tickets.
And we will.
Because see,
you got it, the vibe right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
His
shirt is way too tight, man.
He thinks that he's this, like, and that's why you don't like that ring, because he was hitting on it. Like, I seen the DMs, and she has a boyfriend, so she was like, sorry. So the fact that a female rejected him, which I'm sure he's not
he's
used
really pissed.
To, he's pissed.
His man
so
just got
now
rejected.
We have to, like, walk on eggshells.
Yeah.
Fuck that. I can't wait to never talk to this motherfucker again.
Once
I'm through this gate tonight and I'm in,
that's ball game, bitch.
Because see, I bought our tickets was $620 a piece, plus taxes end up being like $1,500.
So he had a contact at the link. That's why we went with him. Our tickets for both nights each $750
for both nights.
Like total.
How come I didn't get that deal? Because
he had a contact at the link. Like, he has like a person that works there, like a ticket salesman.
Okay.
So. He got us the same seats both nights, a good price, good seats. Like
for $750 for that?
So like we're looking like straight on.
You said game night.
Damn right.
I should probably meet up with my friends. You guys can walk with us. I'm just gonna meet with them and then we're gonna meet there.
I ain't meeting Muscle Nick. You gonna call Muscle Nick Action?
Don't go to meet with him. Go to walk with me because I'm pretty sure we're on the same.
Sorry, he eat a hot dog. He was
pissed.
Like, why? Yeah, because he was mad because we had
a
hot dog.
Gave money like towards
not
thing over there.
Not like, even get it. I
like went over and made him eat a hot dog, and I like didn't want to say anything.
He was mad that we got it. He was mad because I was eating a hot dog. Because
he's the person who trained.
Yeah.
Oh,
that not him.
And I ate that hot dog in his face, bro.
Follow me. Ketchup too. Mustard too.
Yeah.
I got hoodie out.
My friend, the first people we're gonna encounter, they're good people. They're cool people.
Okay.
So these first two, this is my friend Sammy, who's up from Florida, and her dad.
Okay.
They're cool, but like the people over here, it's not that they're bad people, because he's not gonna be an asshole to your face.
Yeah.
I just know what kind of person he is, and I don't sit right with him.
Okay.
He thinks he's better than me.
I'm gonna pull it up on my Ticketmaster.
And I just want to get in to my seat, and that's it. Never have to call again.
That age too.
See, well, with my tickets, I was trying to see how much it was for both nights for me and him.
Mm-hmm.
Five bands.
Yeah,
that's what I'm five saying. Bands, man.
For the
same
seat,
for the same seats that I got now, they wanted five bands. Five fucking bands. Love that.
So I said,
yeah, that's what I'm saying,
yo. I want to be the head of the table.
Is there any more?
How you doing? I'm Matt.
Mike, how you doing?
Nice to meet you.
I'm meeting
you too.
I went to high school with him as well.
Yeah.
We all went to high school together.
Yeah.
I taught at Newark.
Oh, did you?
I went to Glasgow. I taught at Newark.
She
so.
Did. She,
Rick,
she
yeah.
did.
Yeah. Rick.
I
got
to do it.
And she was the cool teacher.
Yeah.
He's like, wait, you got to leave? My nieces are going over there. I gotta
yeah,
go.
Yeah, right as my nieces were about to enter, she bounced.
I was like, fuck them.
Five bands for two nights, man.
Are we good?
Be a ring announcer, son.
Roster.
I'm telling you, five bands. So I said, well, if I had to choose, I'll just go to Sunday night.
Right.
So the original.
If I had to choose between the two, tonight.
So before.
Tonight.
It was cool, but like, there wasn't anything that made me like think that was a WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Other than Sammy winning, that was kind of cool.
Honestly, you know what? I think we planned.
Her friend is here. He went to NXT. SmackDown.
He went to SmackDown. He went to Stand and Deliver.
Yesterday,
he went
tomorrow.
Yesterday, he's today, and he will go to Raw.
And he's in club seats the whole fucking time. What the fuck? I'm like, what does this man do? Can I be friends with him?
I think
I'm good.
Oh, it's good. We have done very well. We drank all of our stuff.
Good.
So it's good. Section 112 Rise.
That's still 112 should be right next to us, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right next to us.
We'll figure it out,
though. We'll go here. We'll shut this.
You're still going to the same area.
Oh, okay.
You got the keys?
Yep. I got, wait.
I'm not going to go low.
But yeah, man, so I
got here.
That's tickets. You know, I just decided, I said I'd just go through Sunday. So before I picked one, you know, still section 112, but our row was actually, like, higher than where I'm at now. So I said, you know what? Let me try to get closer. So I ended up getting to row 11.
Yeah, yeah.
Because originally it was like row 15. Oh, so yeah. I was like, okay, the last two seats in row 11, I'll take it. So that's all I made.
Oh, yeah, the last two seats? Oh.
In row 11. So it ended up being $1,500. And then I got insurance on it, which was extra $180. Because I wanted insurance on it to make sure anything happens, they're insured.
Yeah, you got to make sure that, yeah.
We should have done that with the people we came with.
So yeah, I ain't getting that
with
when I got the passenger.
They're not like texting us.
No, you know me. I would have bought the rest of
the stuff.
We told them 5:30.
Hold on, the jets didn't fly over, did they? You know, after they do the American Beautiful or the National Anthem, they always have the military fly over.
Yeah.
So that's what they do. So
that's how I go to Canada.
I think it's
going to
be
good.
I think it's going to be good.
This different feels like,
I promise we'll get there before anything starts.
Like yesterday, you were chilling for like 20 minutes. Sorry, dude, I thought it was Patterson. I'm on that street with like some cars.
Do you like these as well?
Yeah. I did. You just gotta pull. You don't have to hit any buttons.
These are from, I go to the dispensary in Elkton because you can buy recreationally there monthly. It's called Pharmacan. It's in Elkton. Next, it's like not too far past the Walmart on the Elkton line.
Okay.
But yeah, I go there and I get my flower, my.
This one's called like blue cookie. I don't know what the fuck that means, blue cookie, but I will say it like makes me like very, very happy. It puts me in a very good mood. It's good.
Everybody get okay. 1, 2, 3.
Oh. Is your first menu, Mike? That was your mic tonight.
That's right.
Third, second. What other mania you went to?
But I don't want to really count them.
Oh, for COVID or the one after COVID?
Not doing COVID.
37. See, I was going to go to that one too. But that's the one that got canceled. The one in 2020. That was the one that got canceled. I ended up getting my money back, so I still count that as. But when it went back to Tampa again,
yeah.
I didn't go.
Oh,
yeah, I didn't go back.
Did you see the guy in the head of the table shirt? White shirt? Yeah, black.
Prince is that?
It's fucking which version of Vermin? Come on.
I hate having. That's why I was like, let me just play to his ego. Look at it. It looks like he has secrets that you don't.
I don't give nobody my strap, bro.
And then motherfuckers know you're not supposed to go back home after that. So like, so now I get on their ass. I'm like, bro, y'all motherfuckers, no critical. Why the fuck you go back home after being such a? You know you don't go back home. You're home listening on everything. Did you see how quick they just came? Nobody came after? That they already knew. That's why you don't go back, nigga. Like, even like, nigga, they literally rode past the crib to see if they can see anybody in it, any of that. Everybody sitting on the step. Y'all niggas wasn't even in the crib. Y'all can't even be that motherfucking smart. So when they pull up, they like, man, they outside. Outside, you don't need no more. They can detain the motherfucker, none of that. So when motherfuckers outside, you outside shit with the step after you just got in the suit and all that. Every motherfuckers wasn't thinking. You feel me?
We're outside. I mean, you know how north side is. Ain't like how it is on the east side where you got the alleyways and shit to run to. Like, who the fuck does that?
Honey? So when the cops pull up, I guess the motherfuckers didn't think the cops were going to find out that quick. You feel me? But the cops knew the same. Once the cops pulled up to the scene of the shooting, they already knew who did it because motherfuckers was running up to them, showing them videos. Like, yeah, this, you feel me? I got it on the phone. You feel me? Zooming in like this. And the cops, like, I know exactly who that is. Say no more. Let me ride past their crib and see if they there. Ride past, see everybody out there. Call for backup. Nah, we ain't even going to wait for a warrant. We going to just blitz it right now. We blitz the crib. And they try to do some bullshit. All that. I'm bro. And then I almost get locked up with a joint on me that day. Luckily, motherfucking bro, they pull up. Boom, I'm coming out the house. I just went back in the house because I wanted to go change how it was, because I ain't like how it was. It was hurting my hip or something, you feel me? Go back in the house, bro. Come back out, and motherfucking, I see one cop come up to the top of the corner, he blocked off the top of the street. I'm like, fuck, bro. Nah, we on 2 floors, right there where the park at, right there on top. Block on the top. We in the middle of the block, though, like in between the Chinese store and the park, in the middle. They block off the top. I'm like, fuck, bro. Up down the street. It's like four cop cars coming up the street. One stop at the corner, block all of that. The other one's coming up to the middle of the block. The fuck, bro? What they blocking off the block for? Us. The cop that blocked off the top of the corner, they get out their car, they get to walking down towards the middle of the block where we at. The fuck? Alright, yeah, like I said, I'm not feeling this. Slide right back in the crib. So then I come back out just because I'm like, they might not be coming to us. Let me just make sure. You're the only motherfucker right there. Let me just make sure. Open up the door again. Right there. They're like, you that keep going in the house. Come here. What? Turn right back around. Go right back in the house. Fuck y'all. What are you talking about, bro? So then they try and talk about running in the house. They like, either way, we coming in. We gonna search the house, all this, all that. If you don't come out right now, we got right to search the house right now without a warrant. All that. Huh? They didn't even get it yet, bro. They was about to get it.
They can't go in.
Nah, so look. So if you outside, right? And you getting chased by the cops, and you run in the house, and now they got racist search that house, especially if you don't live there. You feel me? Now, my argument was, first of all, bitch, I was never outside. Y'all saw me coming out the house, but all I did was turn back around and went back in. Maybe I forgot something. Maybe, you, like, I don't know. Like, I never was outside. You feel me?
How were you running, though? Like, you were just
running. It was like a
jog going on.
I opened the door. Oh, shit. Like, it was one of those, like, I opened the door, look, oh shit, turned around, Maya, I got my drain over, I was selling weed at the time, so I got my 50 pack on, I got like 3 ounces of weed in it, I got one friggin' my drain on me, and I got an extra clip, order, I got all that shit, bro. So I'm like, I take everything out the 50 pack, cause I'm like, they saw me with the 50 pack order, I take that off, they going, fuck this whole house up trying to find a motherfucker, you feel me? So I just go out there with the fanny pack on. I forgot I had a little bit of weed in it, but I wasn't worried about that. I'd rather y'all find something, nothing, but us. So they find, maybe only like 2/8 anyway. Like, that wasn't nothing compared to what they was bound upon. You feel me? So, motherfucking, after all that shit in the living room, it's all, the crib was dirty, so it's all these clothes, all this shit. Right through that shit, right under some clothes, didn't care. Us, it's like 20 kids in the living room. Bro, I throw that shit down, I said, nobody touch this. Us, go back out. Cops said, only reason why I didn't search the crib, because I wasn't in there long enough to go far enough. So they thought all I did was shut the door and open it back up. They thought I ain't go off the porch. You feel me? They didn't think I went into the house. The whole time, when I shut that motherfucking door, I turned the room to the living room, dropped the gun, dropped everything, turned back around. But like, so as I moved quick, you feel me? I'm a cook and shit, so I can move quick. So, bro, I pulled everything out my shit that quick, nigga. Do that shit early. So when they said that, I'm like, oh yeah, that was fast. I did that shit fast. I did that shit right. So they searched what they can. So since I wasn't in the crib long enough, and they don't got no reason to believe that I was all the way in the house, all they could search was the porch, because they knew for sure I was on the porch. So they searched the whole porch. I'm like, I'm so glad I put that bitch on the porch. I'm glad as shit. So now they lock out the whole house, waiting on the one. Lock up like six of them. Lock down the whole house, waiting on the one. Bro, make the kids sit outside until somebody come pick them up. Bro, it's all these kids, bro. Like, I swear to God, bro. But you know the park across the street. Yeah. So they send the kids over to the park. I swear to God, bro. Like, this shit bad. Nah, it's family. It's all family. Cousins and shit. But it's like, still, bro, like, you don't do that to nobody's kids, especially when they don't live over here, all types of shit. Like, so then they take all the adults. Everybody that's over 18, all that. Everybody 15 and up, they took them. If you were in the streets or anything like that, they took them. And you feel me? And we all got to work all that. So then they asked us, they were trying to get the warrant that night. And they got a law now. They can't do warrants in the dark no more. You feel me? So once the sun go down, your house can't get rented. You feel me?
Okay.
So.
When did change that though?
Like probably like 2 years ago.
Okay.
Cause you know when back you saw like a couple years ago when the cops kept running to people's houses and they kept getting shootouts with people all that.
Yeah.
So, motherfuckers had a little joint in court. They like, first of all, y'all gotta think about why y'all getting shot at. Y'all saying y'all running into murderers houses and the drug dealers houses, all that, and all these people are known to protect their life and their drugs and whatever they got going on, right? So they like y'all asking for it, basically. You feel me? So they like you're doing no knock warrants. It's dark outside. It's nighttime. You kicking people's doors and not knocking, not announcing yourself before you hit anything. Of course people gonna start shooting at you, you feel me? So then they pass the law, you feel me? If it's daytime, you can search it, you can hit a house, you can break right through the door. If it ain't daytime, you can't do that shit no more. Ain't none of that no more, bro. Like you got it, motherfucking because they do it for the safety deal, because you can't keep trying to lock motherfuckers up for shooting at motherfuckers for breaking in their house when it's the cops. But you ain't know the cops was breaking into your house, you feel me? So like
And then
they killed like a couple motherfucking civilians doing that shit, because they was running up to people's houses and going into the wrong houses, and people with licensed gun owners, people that's civilians, they not into nothing, so they start shooting because somebody just busted my window, busted my doors open. Of course, I'm gonna shoot too.
And
these motherfuckers lost their life behind it. So
and they got the right to carry too.
You feel me? So now y'all killing motherfuckers
for no reason.
And y'all going to their house, their privacy. That's when they was like, y'all not allowed to do that shit. So that's why, so they end up, the sun ended up going down, like in like 2 hours. Judge ain't signed the warrant by then. So they end up waiting, and then like at like 11 at night, they all left. Because I had people watching the crib trying to figure out what was going on. So at like 11 o'clock, they all left. They came back in the morning, hit the crib, did the warrant. When they left that night, at like 1 in the morning, I had the little young boys that run around, had them running. Yo, go to the crib, go through the basement. Yo, go see if you can go find that motherfucker. My folks, I didn't even make the call. Remember I told you I had the protocol, all that? So my right-hand man, he make the calls, he like, Did he get caught with the shit on me? Because he know from outside I got my shit on me. He like, he got caught with the shit? They like, I don't know. We ain't see the cops take it off him, but he had his fanny pack on it, and he just had it on in there when they pulled up. But he like, dog, what the fuck? He like, what happened? They like, he ran in the house. The cops, they surrounded him, they tell him to come out, all that. He like, to my folks, like, if he ran in the house, they ain't got it. If y'all ain't see him take it off, and they searched all this shit, and he ran in that motherfucking house, they don't got that joint. So he like, so whole time I'm locked up, he tried to get motherfuckers, hit that motherfucker to get that shit. So he finally get motherfucker in there. Nah, little niggas, they go in there, they say they couldn't find it. They went in there for 2 minutes, they didn't even look. It was bullshit. They tried to make it seem like somebody already took it. That's cop. I know where I put my shit. So he like, bro, ain't nobody been in there but the cops. Ain't nobody taking, the cops ain't taking us. So he go in there. He in there for like 20, 30 minutes searching that motherfucker. He find it. He like, so when I come home, they try to play with me every time I get locked up.
Oh, question. It's like a big, what the fuck? That's a fucking name. I know his name. A big black man. Always doing fucking patrol. Like, balling.
I think he used to work at TX.
Yeah.
I think you're talking about the Dean nigga.
Yeah. That motherfucker.
My folks know his name. Because he used to be his principal. He pulled up on us one day. He pulled up on us letting us know, like, oh, yeah, y'all niggas in the file. Y'all on file to be in the game, go all that. Show us the file, all that. But
y'all don't be chopping nowhere else, though?
Bro, I done did this shit all the way to Philly, all the way down to Baltimore, bro. Okay. I don't, but...
But it seemed like you get caught over fucking Northside, though.
Yeah.
You hot over Northside.
It's when I come back. It's because, bro, really, it's because niggas I grew up with. They see I'm getting somewhere, all that, like, bro, so.
That's definitely a problem.
I was just looking at some shit that I used to post, right? This is me when I was traveling, like, this shit right here. I guess this is the type of shit that pissed them off. But, like, I post. All right, so for Christmas, 1 year for Christmas, I don't show money like that. I don't do none of that. So I'm like, yeah, I'm going to show my ass this year. You feel me? I just want to feel good. You feel me? Let me see. So I put my money out on the floor, and mine, my brother got killed. He had his own clothing brand, so that's what the H&R is, and then his name under it. And then I made one with my grandma's name, too. So when niggas see this, this one, like, everybody grew up would start trying it out. Because I'm not really sure what money I ain't showing. I got nothing.
Yeah, I'm going to show some game, bro.
And I did that.
I won't post nobody.
Yeah, that's something I learned.
Keep them fucking guessing.
You feel me? Once I did that, that's when my friends, everybody, anybody you can fucking think, they try and get with me. You feel me?
Always think that people don't think you have nothing. Keep them fucking guessing.
So, mind you, at that time, I'm thinking everybody already know who I am. Everybody already know what I got going on. Nah, niggas thought that I was just like, what it up? I trap, I make my money, I go broke. I don't do nothing I do to make money. It's just to be done with. You feel me? Nah, just keep this shit going. So, niggas start plotting on me. Somebody, like, they got to the point, like niggas that I used to hang with that's indicted right now, doing fucking 40, 20 years, shit like that, you feel me? For bodies and shit, you feel me? These niggas calling home from jail talking about, yo, what's up with that nigga, you feel me? Yo, y'all still ain't get with that nigga yet? What do you mean? And then, when I first got worried about some niggas that I used to hang with trying to do it, they talking about they was doing it for bail money. And it was like $3,500 at that.
That's how big.
I am up $30,000.
You know, all that trapping, but you're not selling all your baskets up. Where if you get caught, yo, you got no fucking money.
So then I'm like, first of all, the nigga that y'all trying to bail out, that's my motherfucking dog, bro. You feel me? So like, we got some type of family connection. I told him that for the belt him out anyway. Not even only that, we're from the same hood. How I love all that. I'ma bail you out anyway. Nobody never came to me. I guess because niggas, they got that little, they don't like asking niggas for shit, all that. They're about to take it, ask, all that. Look where that gets you, niggas. Not even that, bro. Like, niggas need to understand, like, bro, just because you take something from somebody, I don't mean they against you. I don't mean nothing. Bro, like, sometimes, bro, something. Nah, see, bro, with me, like, bro, the type of person I am, bro, like, all right, look, my little cousin just got locked up last month, right? He got caught with two drugs. My gun, and he lost his gun. He lost motherfucking, both of them had 30s in them. All that, bro. This shit had a flashlight beam, or all that shit, bro. I'm mad as shit. You just lost $1,600 worth of guns. I bailed him out. I just spent fucking $3,600, $2,600 to bail him out. Well, from that, all out my pocket, you know? And so I give the money to his dad the first time, right? His dad do some bullshit. His dad in the window. My money going, $1,300 going. I double back the next week. Like I said, I'm not letting my little cousin say no jail. Double back the next week, drop the money again. Now we home. You know? Everybody was like, bro, you tripping all that? That's how I love, you feel me? That's how I love, you feel me? Like,
I'm saying somebody like that's not.
Nah, but you can be my right hand. Like, you my right hand man. We in this shit. Bro, like, my friends, that's how I am with everybody, bro. Like, because, bro, how I love all this shit I've been through, all that, bro. I don't play when it comes down to certain shit. So, like, I want a motherfucker to carry me the same way I want to be carried. You feel me? Like, if I'm this girl, if I'm this lawyer, be this girl, be this lawyer.
So sometimes, though. Like the nigga that gave you gave that nigga the strap and he got you booked up. Sometimes you gotta be worried about that shit. You know what I'm saying? You gotta be like, yo, what kind of decision you making, nigga?
Oh, trust me, I don't do that shit with anybody. You know
what I'm saying? You hanging me up.
I don't even give niggas my guns. And then my little cousin, he just fucked it up. Cause like, that's the only person that I was giving my guns right now. You feel me? So when he just did that, first of all, you was the only one, you was good. You wasn't getting, you just got off probation last year. You was good. When the cops just came, they told you. Right, guess why he got locked up? He went on Instagram Live, right? Somebody that live he was on, they was being watched by the cops on live, right? He joined it, so now you know how it's two different people that can go live together. So now he at the bottom. He hopped on there, yo, bro, what's up? All right, let me show these guns I got. Hop in the camera with both the guns. Get a dance with the guns. Why? You just got caught with a gun as a juvenile, so you're not supposed to have guns. They already know that because you're on probation. So they look you through, you feel me, they find you. Oh, we ain't supposed to have guns, nobody. Let's go to his house. Go to your house, the same curtains that were just in the background of the video, the same curtains that's right there, you feel me? Hold on, wait, we don't know if he was recording the video down here or upstairs, because all the curtains the same. Like, bro, I swear to God, bro, he pissed me off, bro, he pissed me off so much. But that's my little cousin, that's how I love. My folks let him feel it a little bit. Let him sit for 2 months, a month. Yeah. I'm like, bro, that's my little cousin. Same way. Bro, so then when I talked to him, nigga, dumbass probably had the same thing you had in the video. He like, nah, bro, I didn't. He said, bro, I had a hoodie on over the shirt. Bro, so you're telling me when you got to the jail and you took off your hoodie and all that, what happened? He like, nah, bro, when I took off my hoodie, when they told me to take off my stuff and all that, he like, nigga started taking pictures of me. He like, I'm like, what the fuck? He like, then I had to think about it. Bro, I got the same thing going I had on the live. I'm like, bro, I told her, I said, bro, look, they just hit your crib, all that. They got everything. They got the live video, all that. I'm not beating it. You won't have to plead out. You feel me? So what I'm going to do, you feel me, my little cousin, I love you to death. I know you're going to have to end up sitting eventually. What we're going to do right now, I'm just going to bail you out. Hopefully, it takes you a year, two, 3 years to get through with the case. Hopefully, by then, you got your shit together. They just decide to give you probation or something. But take right now. Focus on getting your shit together. Try to get a job. Try to get a crib, all that. So when you go to court, you can say you're doing good. You feel me? Get your shit together. You're good. So that's why I went about it like that. You feel me? I just want to focus on yourself. Get your shit together.
I contacted his insurance, they gonna fix it. So boom, as I'm going through that, I'm still driving my car and shit, you feel me? I'm just waiting for, I was gonna take it to my job to get it fixed.
Yeah.
So I'm waiting for the parts to get to my job so they can fix it, their insurance gonna take care of it, all that. As I'm waiting for that, another nigga hit my car in the exact same spot. This time, you feel me? My car is undrivable. I couldn't even, you feel me, drive my shit anymore. Like, I looked under my shit and it looked like my tire ride was bent. So, yeah, I had to call his insurance. They gonna take care of everything. They put me in the rental. But it's like,
at least they gave you something, nigga. At least they gave you something.
Yeah, you right, but
how long you gotta wait for that shit? Like a couple weeks?
We gotta see. I might get it totaled out. That's like, it may be too bad. Like, you feel me? Not too bad, but you feel me? The insurance may not wanna pay for all the damage. They may just wanna give me some money, basically. Totally.
Yeah. So it's by tire ride, but it ain't near the ignition, is it? Like near the transmission?
My engine and shit, cool. That shit, my shit still start.
As long as your motherfucking engine transmission start, shit. All that other shit can be fixable, nigga.
Yeah.
I figure, like, see if I get
accident. They probably gonna fix it.
They gonna fix that shit.
Yeah.
As long as the engine, like, say if I get an accident right here, the engine, like, with a false Ford, you can't fix that shit. That shit gonna be total. But as long as the engine ain't like that shit,
yeah,
that shit good, nigga.
But nah, they just, took it. They had to take it to a yard to inspect it and see exactly how bad the damage is, what they gonna do. So I'm waiting for them to call me back. But I'm like, in my head, you know, this crazy thing is, nigga.
Where in Newark, though?
Right by my, up the street from my house. I moved on Old Harmony Road. It's like right by the Christiana
hospital.
Yeah, right by the skate ring. It's closer to the skate ring.
Oh yeah, you got that little weird ass.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, it's one of them roads, bro. I swear to God, that's what got me too. As I'm coming over the loop, like
Waffle House right there, right? The Denny's drawing. It's still there.
Yep.
See, probably what happened was motherfucker was drunk as shit. Probably over there. Probably hungry as a motherfucker. Probably late night and shit.
Nah, it was during the day and it was a fucking African. The crazy thing. Both times, it was, the first time it was a Spanish guy, the next time it was a fucking African.
It's crazy because, like, you live in the hood and shit. You don't want to get in accidents, though. You live in the motherfucking suburbs and shit. Boom. And it's crazy because, like, insurance is lower than the fucking suburbs than it is in the city, though. Crazy ass shit, nigga. I should've worked out though.
Yeah,
if they gave you a Reno and shit, nigga. Yeah. Shit.
Real wreck. I mean, it needs something. You ain't gonna smack my car and then I'm just gonna be out here walking.
Yeah.
Nah, bro. Like, y'all gotta accommodate me.
They hit you in the same spot though. Like, yeah, I would've popped me, nigga. Like, yo.
Drawling. At least, like, I work in a body shop.
Yeah, so, you lucky like, on that shit. Yeah,
you know
nigga.
What I mean? They can just have it sent to my job.
Yeah.
I ain't worried about it. Once he gets into my job, I'm cool. I talked to my manager. He know everything. You feel me?
They gonna give me like a deductible and shit on that shit?
I don't know, bro. Like, I ain't worried about the price, nigga. The insurance covering the price. True, I ain't had to pay for shit. Just gas.
Yeah.
That's the only thing about insurance, bro. Cause, yo, I swear, like, this year been so, like, transformative for me. I got my car, but I wasn't in my head. I was on some nigga shit. I'm like, I ain't gonna get insurance. But I bought it from my manager.
Yeah.
So he on some shit like, look, man, I want you to have it. I want you to do this the right way. You feel me? He already knew what type time I was on, bro.
Sometimes I'd be that lesson. Like, you gotta listen. Like,
bro, he wasn't gonna sell me the car unless I got insurance.
Yeah, don't be a nigga. Be a black man.
The crazy, bro, literally, the day I went to go get the car, you know what I mean? I went up to him, and he was on some shit like, all right, well, you know what I mean? I want to see proof you got insurance. In my head, I'm like, bro, nigga, just sell me the car. Like, what you talking about? If this was a nigga, they'd be like, all right, you got the money.
I think he probably did it before and fucked him up.
Probably.
Before, and then you can't trust nobody. Like, you got to show me papers, nigga. Show me that shit first, nigga.
Real rap, I had to do the insurance right then and there. Like, in my last car, I didn't got the fake insurance on my last car, bro. I was finessing. So I'm glad, like, it works out, bro. Yeah. I'm glad, like, I got real insurance.
Facts, bro.
Because now I ain't got to worry about shit. If I had fake insurance, bro, my car would have just been fucked. Nothing I can do. And then I would have probably got in trouble with the law, all that type shit.
Got points on your record and shit. Bullshit.
Word, I'm glad that shit worked out.
Just suspended.
Probably would have to run. Yeah, right. In the motherfucking 1990s Toyota Camry, I went and got four. Soon as I took off, motherfucking cops would have pulled up on me. Word. I had the motherfucking, I don't know. That car got me from A to B to real rap.
Oh, the John you had? Oh, yeah. What's that? Oh, yeah.
That little, it was a Corolla. 1990 Corolla, bro. That shit was older than me.
Was it?
Yes, bro.
The motherfucker was running, though.
Yeah. I drove that shit from North Carolina. I was determined.
You say got it from North Carolina or you drove from North Carolina?
I drove it and I got it from North Carolina. Oh, I shit. I got it from my dad.
How long that ride? Like 3-4 hours?
Hell no, like on close to seven.
Seven? Damn, seven?
Yeah, bro. North Carolina, you know what I mean? It's a little ways. It be driving through Virginia. Virginia big as shit.
Oh, that's right. I keep on thinking North Carolina by fucking Baltimore and shit.
Hell no. You got Baltimore, then you got D.C., then you got V.A., then you got North Carolina. Then driving through V.A., like, it's real, like, because that's a Commonwealth state.
Yeah. So,
like, they got...
Yeah, watch the motherfucking cops over there.
Yeah, bro. You cannot speed. They got detectors and shit.
They got no speed limit, like, every fucking bro, corner.
I'm driving through VA. I'm seeing cars. I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah. Getting pulled over left and right.
That's how it is in Texas, though. You got it's called I-80. You gotta go 80 miles. You go lower and they pulling you the fuck over. It's like a drug highway.
Oh,
so
shit.
If you go under, they're gonna like pull you the fuck over, check your car, everything, bro. It happened to me. I'm like, what the fuck? But I didn't know, nigga. I'm in Corpus Christi. Real, I'm bro. Like, what the fuck?
You gotta know the motherfucking little laws in other places.
That shit crazy, nigga.
Real rap. I seen that sign. It says something, something. This is a Commonwealth state.
Yeah.
And in my head, I'm like, what the fuck is that? And I started, I think I asked my dad, and he was basically like, they kind of make their, they got like separate rules.
Yeah,
like their own laws. I'm like, what the fuck? That's and then they had signs literally telling you, you know what I mean? This is the speed limit. They had little radio detectors and shit. Yep. Like, they wasn't cameras. Fucking around, bro. Virginia don't be fucking around, bro.
That's like,
I did the speed limit going through that motherfucker.
See, they got like four motherfucking cameras on every stoplight.
Yeah, that
they
shit.
They make sure
real,
to get your motherfucking
bro.
Car license and a motherfucking license plate.
I was on the highway and I was seeing that shit. I know it's crazy in the city. I didn't even know what the fuck a Commonwealth was.
Yeah, I didn't know. I know what PA was, but it was like...
That's a Commonwealth, too?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
Damn right, nigga.
That shit real. Nigga said they got their own little laws.
They got their own laws, nigga. Shit crazy. Yeah, bro. I think I was mad as shit last night, bro. I was like, this nigga won and shit. I'm like...
You already rolled up?
I ain't even rolled this shit up, man.
Man, fuck it, man. I'm really not mad. I'm happy for the nigga. Because it goes to show, like, I feel like Devin, like, he been putting all this work. But Ryan been, like, kind of just enjoying life. And it goes to show you that, nigga, you can still enjoy life and get out there and knock a nigga the fuck out. Like, for all the motherfuckers, I feel like, that's a Ryan fan. They is super, 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 super happy.
The thing is, though, I don't even know nobody who is Ryan fans, though.
Nah, bro. He got a following, bro.
You got actual one? The fuck kind of... This girl gave me this dumbass shit. Give me Fugazi ass. Give me a Fugazi ass fucking light. Oh, man. Fuck, I'm gonna do this
shit.
Say? Yeah, you gotta save this shit, bro.
Man, when we put it together?
Yeah, put that shit together. I'm a bougie smoker, nigga. I'm like, yo, this shit ain't.
I don't really smoke cigarillos, bro. Shh.
It's one of them backwards.
Yeah, bro. I'm hold.
Man.
Fucking rapper smoker. I be stuffing them joints, bro. This shit too small for me. This shit make me. I feel like I'm back in the day smoking.
Fuck.
Word, I'll be stuffing in the lungs.
It's like one of the motherfucking samplers you get from BJ's and shit.
Oh, shit.
Nah,
Ryan got a following, bro. Huh? He popular as shit.
Nah. I don't know, not one motherfucking
drunk. Not like, I don't know. Yeah, you right. Like, and like, I feel like real, like, niggas who really enjoy boxing, they're not going to be Ryan fans. But he got a following, bro. There's a lot of people who really support that nigga. I don't support them. Like, I ain't a fan of them, but... The nigga got, he can fight.
He got hands, though.
He got hands, bro.
He just talk too much shit. Like, that's why people are not trying to like him, though.
I just don't like that he don't take the sport as serious as he could. I feel like that's sending a message to, like, other fighters, like, potential fighters. Like, bro, you can not be serious and still be a champion. Yeah. Like, nah, I don't like that.
So he trying to be like McGregor and shit. Like, trying to talk all that shit. But I don't know. He do back it up, though. I ain't gonna hold you, though.
Sometimes. He backed that shit up last night, man.
Yeah, they gotta fight
he
again.
He backed that shit up, bro.
He
like,
gotta
that
fight
shit
again. Like
crazy.
I said, bro, they gotta fight for the title this time, bro. Like, he gotta make weight, all that shit, yo.
Disrespected Devin.
Devin came in there like my nigga came in there like he forgot the fight was tonight. I'm like, damn, nigga. Fight back, nigga. Shit. It's like one of them fights where your mama was in the corner and shit, like, fight back, nigga, fight.
Couldn't have been Tank.
Oh, hell no.
Now, if this was Tank, I'd have felt like it was a blow to the black community.
Yeah.
But Devin, I don't feel like he represents the black community.
It would have been like Wilder, like, you know, us niggas, like, felt bad as shit.
That would have been something.
We felt that shit like for like 2 weeks straight. I'm like,
real rap. That shit would have hurt if it was
quiet as shit too.
Yeah, I wouldn't even want to talk about it, bro. Like that shit would have hurt if it was Tank. Like what? Hell no. Nah. But Devin Haney is cool.
Yeah, he like. Yeah.
Sorry, I really give a fuck. I mean, we was rooting for you, bro. But it's like, come on, like.
Yeah, you dust yourself off, nigga. You be high, nigga.
Yeah. I wasn't really a fan of that nigga.
Yeah, I wasn't really either. Like I said, I watched like two of his fights. I wasn't really.
I was going for the nigga because, like I said, I thought he was. Yeah, he black, and I thought he was more focused and prepared.
That's what I said. Cause it's crazy. Cause he was the quiet one and shit. Like yo, he wasn't saying
shit.
Show
you, bro, that don't mean shit. Word, every don't. Dog got his day. You cannot underestimate a fighter, bro.
I'm like,
he
damn,
was talking
nigga.
All this shit about how they came up in the amateurs. And he, you know what I mean, Ryan was the better fighter back in the day. And then he became better than Ryan. And it goes to show you, nah, bro. That nigga Ryan was the better fighter back in the day. And he's still the better fighter. Just because you got a belt and you a world champion, that don't mean you better than this nigga. He made him look like, literally, like he'd been beating him up since the amateurs.
Yeah.
Like that, you could see it. He looked like little bro, big bro in there.
Yeah, it was like...
He sunned that nigga,
bro. Yeah, that's basically what he did. He basically sunned the nigga. Like, yo, there been a class, anybody, like, the tutor, he was tutoring this nigga of homework and shit. Like, yo, nigga, yeah, I'm teaching you and shit, but shit, I know more than you. You know what I'm saying? That's what it was in the fight. Like, yo, nigga, like, I taught you all that I know, but shit, I ain't teach you basically everything, you know?
He went in there underestimating him, talking about some motherfucking, you ain't grown since amateurs, and motherfucking, you only got a left hand, you a one-trick pony, and that shit may have been true, but he still went in there and beat you up the same way you did in amateurs, bro. So that kind of shows that you haven't grown either.
Yeah.
If you know that this man only got a left hand, you feel me? You know everything he gonna do. You know what I mean? Like, you've been fighting him since the amateurs.
Yeah. But the thing is, though, I give credit to Garcia, though. I think the fights he had with, like, tanking him, it kind of made him a better fighter. Because who the fuck did Haney fought?
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, you right, too.
Sometimes that loss makes you better, makes you a better fighter and all that shit.
And then, you know, he had, after, well, he was going through that mental, like, he had, like, that whole, yeah, he was going through, like, some mental shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's why he had stepped away from boxing for a minute. That he was depressed and all that type of shit. But yeah, you right though. Them losses, you know what I mean? That shit fuck with a nigga. Have you in the gym.
Damn right.
Fucking 4 o'clock in the morning and shit.
Damn right. Can't fight all scrubs. And then when a big dog come in and shit, you think you could beat him, but then you get embarrassed by the nigga. I'm like, yo, you gotta fight the top dogs, nigga.
Bro. Fucking sun that nigga. Literally look like Lil Bro, Big Bro in there.
That's like, what's my nigga name? The African nigga in Ngannou, right?
Mm-hmm.
He fought, beat Fury ass, right?
Mm-hmm.
He thought he was gonna beat Joshua ass. Nigga, Joshua whooped his motherfucking ass.
Oh, I ain't see that. Yeah.
Or Joshua fight?
Yeah.
Nigga.
Josh fucked him up. Anthony Joshua?
Did he?
Damn. Yeah, that's that shit. Niggas be thinking, oh, well, you got beat up by such and such. That mean I'ma fuck you up. Nah, it ain't like that. Different fighters, bro. Different, you feel me?
And they come from MMA and shit. Like, yeah, nigga, we top dog in this motherfucker.
Hell nah. Damn, I ain't know that.
Yeah, that fight came on like a weird ass day, though. It was like
he
Friday
up.
Or something.
He thought he fucked up motherfucking Tyson Fury.
Yeah.
And that was going, nah, you ain't gonna pass, because that don't mean you gonna fuck me up, boy.
Yeah, this chest out like, yeah, nigga. Yeah, who wants some Depot, nigga? Man, right. Joshua came up that motherfucker. You gotta think of Joshua has some, Joshua, they didn't really want to take Joshua seriously and
shit.
Yeah,
he had something to prove.
Yeah. Whoop his motherfucking ass, nigga.
That's how big nigga got chip
go
on his
shoulder. Yeah, go on YouTube and watch that shit. Like, you'll be like, damn, nigga.
Mm. But there's,
it was a weird
boxing
day.
Ring?
It was like overseas. It was like a Friday, like a weird
what
ass
I'm
day.
Saying, they was in, fighting in boxing?
Yeah. Nah, in boxing.
Yeah, I mean, Andy's Joshua, he's gonna do that. I don't know why I said that. But that nigga, the African nigga, he an MMA fighter, right?
Yeah, he boxing now, though.
Yeah.
I wonder if we see that. Wonder if we see that church girl.
Oh shit! What was her name?
Zuli.
Oh, you still remember her name, bro? You should have got her number, bro.
I know I should have. I was about to go to the church.
Just came at her. See, I was thinking about going there. That's crazy. Thing.
It is Sunday though, but I was gonna think about going. What was Easter? I know niggas go to church Easter and shit. I wanna go on
today is Easter.
Nah. Remember?
Oh
that
yeah,
day?
Yeah. Let me see it later. Shit, you know her name, man. You could have. Yeah. I really was thinking about going. I don't even remember where the church was at, though.
I got an Instagram and shit. I'll send it to you.
Did you follow her on Instagram?
Nah, she gave me the church drawing. I don't got her personal drawing. She probably got a man. I don't give a fuck. You gotta remember the lady's name, nigga. I don't remember the lady's name. Like, oh my god, you remember me? Of course, Zuli.
You're right, though.
Of course, baby.
Yeah, of course. How could I forget? Hey, that nigga look bad.
Okay. Yeah, I still can believe that bullshit.
I ain't mad, man. I ain't no Devin fan at all.
You gonna watch that Mike Tyson drawing?
Who he fight Jake Paul?
Yeah. That shit gonna be funny as shit.
That shit, shit kind of busting me now. Like, they keep doing that shit. All these exhibition fights. Like, that shit gonna be the new thing. Like, why is this nigga Jake Paul really relevant, bro?
I don't even fucking know.
Like, if you gonna fight this much, become a fucking boxer.
That's what I'm saying.
Bro.
It's like you're like a gimmick. Like, a gimmick fighter, like.
He is. That's exactly what it is. Like, why the fuck you keep fighting on? Just become a, like, come on, bro.
Yeah.
He don't want that smoke, that's all.
Nah.
He don't want that smoke, for real. That's why you got, and then you look at who he's fighting. He's not fighting no real active fighters. He don't want that smoke.
Nah, he don't.
He want to dance around it and shit. Yeah. And say, oh, yeah, I fought Nate Robson, I knocked him out, or I fought Mike Tyson and knocked him. You ain't knocking. You is not knocking no Mike Tyson, though. I don't know why you was stepping that motherfucking rank.
Oh, he did fight Nate Robinson, didn't he?
Yeah. Dropped him. He got him out here.
I remember that shit. You feel me?
But, nigga, about that, it's yo. Like, come on, bro. Like,
yo, I forgot about that shit.
Yeah.
Knocked him the fuck out.
Mm-hmm. He did.
Oh,
like,
shit.
You can't even hold, like, Jake Paul. He can fight.
Yeah, he can fight, though.
But he's, like you say, he's a gimmick. He's not no boxer, like, real boxer. He just, he can fight. He's been training.
Mom, go wrestling or something. Like his brother.
No, nigga, hop into amateurs, bro. Just become a boxer. Become a pro fighter or something. You feel me? Like, might as well. You already fighting.
He don't want, yeah, I don't want to go through that motion.
You don't
want to
go through that. Niggas is going to be on his ass. They going to be on his ass. Niggas is going to want that fight. Uh-huh. Like, he don't want that. As soon as niggas find out that he's in the amateurs, like, he going to have a lot of offers.
Man, I was watching basketball last night and shit. I forgot the fight was on last night. I'm like, oh. That streamy shit, man. I fuck with that streamy shit. That shit's a lifesaver, nigga.
I don't even understand why he would hop in the ring with Mike Tyson, though, bro. Like, that's like hopping in the ring with a lion. Motherfucking wild gorilla. A nigga hop in a cage with a wild gorilla.
That's it.
Like, I mean, I get it's kind of old, but it's still a motherfucking wild gorilla.
Yeah.
Like, come on, bro. You gonna put this motherfucker in his natural habitat. And you think he not finna catch some wreck? Like, bro, you think...
He is younger than him, though. He might have a little edge,
though. It
don't
fuck all that younger, older shit. That's Mike Tyson.
Yeah, yeah.
His technique, have you... Yeah. Nigga could wake up in the morning and knock a nigga out. You feel me? Yeah. I feel like this nigga could sleep all day for a couple days straight.
I'm
total wondering. Hibernation mode. Just wake up and spontaneously catch him. Dum-dum.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You seen his training videos?
Yeah, he been snapping niggas.
That nigga don't look like he 50-something or 60-something.
Nah, nigga like 20-something, nigga.
Come on, bro.
Once a boxer, like, think about boxers, though. They never lose their power, though. At all.
Then the technique, the everything, yeah. Bro. Like, he been doing it since... You know Mike Tyson been doing this shit since before a teenager. You feel me? Like, that's engraved in his DNA, bro. Yeah. Like, I'm sure he naturally, like, if he was the laughingly, yo, man, you so funny, hit you like that, it probably, like, what the fuck, nigga, that hurt? Like, he probably got that type power, like, come on, bro. Yeah, then this nigga had tigers living with him. They said he used to wrestle, like, his tigers and shit. Come on, like, this is a nigga you want to fight? Have you seen what he has done to niggas? I'm not convinced, bro. I'm not convinced, bro. Like, that's Mike Tyson at the end of the day. Once an animal, always an animal, bro. He just got that.
Yeah, I didn't want to see that fight, man. It's going to be weird, though.
I feel like, yeah.
It's going to be weird
at
shit.
At first.
Man, that's like, fuck.
But I feel like if that shit snapping, Mike.
Yeah.
That shit just can't hold, man.
He might knock that nigga out, man.
Real rap. Real rap. That's what I want. Nigga head pop off.
If you don't knock him out.
Nigga, whole neck extend and go back in.
You gotta at least make
see some 3D shit.
Yeah, at least make his knees shiver or something, nigga. Mm-hmm. Knees wobble or something.
Punch that nigga in the neck, his whole neck, man. He gotta walk out like that. Some crazy shit. Now that nigga Mike don't give a fuck. He bit a nigga ear off.
Facts.
That nigga don't give a fuck.
That nigga got nothing to lose. Fighting like that shit.
He don't give a fuck.
Facts.
He told the one reporter nigga during the at the press conference, he said something punk ass white boy, I come down there and fuck you. I said this nigga cold blooded.
Yeah, Mike from Brownsville.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like they said he used to fight. What he said, fight pigeons or fly pigeons or some shit? Come on, bro. He grew up fighting. Said he used to knock niggas out over his animals. That's not no value on me. Come on, bro.
It's paper.
Nah, nigga, you want to be playing with?
Your ass papers. Rolling papers shit. That shit I heard, though.
I ain't gonna fuck with. I'll be fuck with the raw jaws. I don't even like the Bob Marley papers, bro. They don't hit like the raws.
Nah, this paper's good, though. It's like real good ass quality shit.
I was thinking about it.
You got any girl problems yet?
Hell no.
Nah. Alright, cool.
Fuck
cool.
These hoes.
Man, fuck these hoes. Niggas are getting hot, too.
I have no female problems, bro.
Shit. Keep it that way, nigga.
Yo, what happened with that joint?
Huh?
What happened with the
joint? Oh! Oh! So. Talk to the bitch, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, alright, she got a cousin. She's 19. So, they're living with an OG nigga. Who's like 45, 50. I don't know his age, but he look like an old nigga, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know if he lives with her or not. I don't fucking know. I don't really fucking care. So, evidently, he's been eating out the 19-year-old and shit. I'm like, fuck kind of shit you got going on here? So, it's like, so evidently, like, so I hear like busting traps and shit for him and shit. I'm like, ah, you one of these bitches and shit. So I'm like, okay, wait a minute. Alright, so I asked the bitch, like, yo, when I fucked you, I use two condoms, right? First of all, why would you text me say, hey, did we use a condom when we fucked? First of all, you're fucking drunk. See, that's why, so that's why when I fuck bitches, I don't get drunk with bitches.
I'm always she was drunk with you?
Yeah. I was high. She was drunk. So I'm like, all right. She called me up and then hanged up on me. So I'm like, all right. So I put two to two together and shit. So I text her like, are you pregnant? She was like, unfortunately. So I'm like, okay. So I asked her, yo, if you're pregnant, then is it by me or somebody else? She said, well, you said you used two condoms, which I did. And then I peed also during intermission. You know, when you pee, you know, the sperm comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Less likely to get the girl pregnant. So I'm like, all right, boom. Okay. So when she said it, I was like, well, we fucked such and such date. She said, boom. She said, I asked her, yo, how long pregnant was? She was like, 5 weeks. Okay. But that date was basically like, oh, we fucked basically a week before you say you was pregnant. So you basically saying like this shit, I'm like, it don't really make any sense at all. So I was like, all right, well, I said, you fucking another nigga? She was like, yeah. I was like, well, there you go then.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, well, you got my number, so, I mean, shit. Do a DNA test, but it's unlikely it's mine, though. Oh, shit.
What'd she say?
Huh?
What'd she say?
She said, well, I don't know, but since you use a condom, I don't think it's yours, because the other niggas, I fucking... Know. That's what I'm saying. Like, yo, it don't make any sense.
The fuck? Like,
if a girl calls you, right, and say, yo, did we use a condom? Bro, that's just telling me right then and there, like, yo, you fucking, your pussy is loose everywhere, basically. You shouldn't ever ask a nigga, like, yo.
Yeah, you should know. Like, you should motherfucking see him put the condom or put it on the form.
That's
like,
what I'm saying. Put the condom in the trash can by your toys, by your kids' toys and shit. I'm like, all right, well, okay. I mean, I know where I put them condoms at. So,
yeah,
but then I took it out too. And flushed that shit. You never know and shit. So,
yeah, she, like you said, loose pussy.
Yeah, north side, bro.
Loose.
But I doubt it's mine though.
Man, I ain't gonna cap, bro. It's bitches over here. They be wanting to get a nigga pregnant. I mean, wanting to get pregnant. They be wanting to get pregnant by a nigga, bro. Like,
it's just sad, though. Nigga, like, you won't be stuck in the house, especially a town like this, nigga. Like, nigga, you just... Like, nigga, you just fucking... You got the whole summer. You're fucking gonna be pregnant in the summertime. That's the worst. Imagine you being pregnant in the summertime. I'd rather be pregnant in the wintertime, nigga. You should be in the house all fucking day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what's up?
Oh, nigga, you know where you gotta go, nigga? You gotta go to Glasgow Park.
Oh, 40?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, my God,
oh,
bro.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Definitely.
Oh, my God, bro.
I gotta get active, bro. I gotta get my ass in the gym. It's just, I won't be eating, bro. I be working out and shit.
Say you don't be eating?
I don't be eating as much as I should as far as, like, taking in calories.
You take, like, one meal a day?
Probably, like, three. A snack. But, like, I won't be... I gotta track my calories, bro. I got, like, a fast metabolism.
Oh, yeah. And then we're all, nigga, just take a walk somewhere, nigga.
I stay walking, nigga.
Especially around running, and shit.
All that shit. That's what I'm saying. Like, like I'm in shape. Like, my body defined as a motherfucker. Just, I'm skinny. I want to mean
bulk up and shit. I had to try that, eat some protein or something. Yeah. Some eggs and shit.
Peaceful as a motherfucker.
Yeah, it's been a crazy ass month.